that involves contacting SSA's anniversary stations on as many of the 160 to 6 meter bands that are available and modes that are possible. There will be 10 special call signs on the air. SSA will use the HamAward online logging system, allowing hunters to track their progress in real time and download their diplomas and EQSL cards instantly. Those same 10 stations, by the way, will participate in the Scandinavian Activity Contest this coming fall. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. We're happy to learn that AO-123, an FM transponder, has been activated for continuous use. The uplink is 145.850 MHz, and the downlink is 435.400 MHz. It does require a CTCSS tone for the uplink of 67 Hz. Yano YD0NXX has informed us that IO86 is operational again. There seemed to have been an error with the scheduler module of the host satellite. This has been resolved. This is an FM satellite with an uplink on 145.880 MHz using a CTCSS tone of 88.5 Hz. The downlink is 435.880 MHz. The ham community is pleased to have both satellites operational. This gives us more opportunities to practice our hobby through satellites. There's a total of 7 FM satellites operational, including the ISS. We expect more SSTV from the ISS in the future, as the ham TV module that failed in 2018 has been repaired and sent back to the ISS. It was installed last month and is working. For those interested, it will be in MPEG-2 format using DVB-S signal on 2395 MHz. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, August 16th and 17th, it's the SARTGWW RIDI contest. That's digital.